Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. In our church, we give a tithe offering to other churches and Christian organizations. Let us have a time of giving thanks to the Lord for this tithe offering. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for meeting the finances of a church. Now, we'd like to give a tithe offering of 10,800 yen to other churches and Christian organizations. Please bless it, this use this. Thank you for meeting our needs, and we praise your name. We know that you will continue to meet our needs, and we give thanks to God, to you for that. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. And good morning once again. The team to Cambodia came back to Japan on Thursday and Friday. Now let's watch a short movie about this outreach.
Oh ya, hamba lain bisa.
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
In the orphanage in Cambodia, they are also online church members of the Tokyo Antioch Church. The Lord has been blessing them spiritually, and two of them were baptized during this outreach. Let's give thanks to God for that. The children are growing, and they need also a staffer. And one of the children who has now grown up, she has become a new staff. We also had a fellowship time with them. We went for bowling, and that was the second time for doing bowling, and they did better in playing bowling. We also had a time of barbecue. And unexpectedly, they liked cuttlefish. And some of them, they brought a baked dried cuttlefish. And I really didn't like it very much, but some of them liked it very much. We've been able to see the growth of the children, both physically and spiritually. And some of them confessed in faith that they would see me next time in Hakuba, Japan, or they would see me next time in Israel. Please continue to pray for them. And as I told you, we are now on the process of changing the ownership of the land and the building of the orphanage, the Cambodian orphanage. When we started this orphanage, foreigners was not able to purchase a piece of land or a building. So a Christian Cambodian lady, on our behalf, she became an owner of our orphanage, but she had a stroke a few months ago and she's still sick. So we are now trying to change the ownership, transfer the ownership into our ownership in a way that we would start business, a company, business company, and trying to transfer the ownership of the Cambodian orphanage to this business company that we own. We have finished only one third of procedures for this purpose, and we heard that it would cost us about 4 million yen for this transfer, but now we think that it would cost me only 3 million yen. Please pray. We all already have this finances. Now let's watch 1 minute video.
皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマは御霊の賜物の一つである癒しのパート1です。
皆さんは病気の時は薬を飲んだり病院へ行ったりされると思います。それとともに神様に癒しを求めて祈りますか？癒しについて聖書には書いてあるけど今も癒しはあるの？と思われる方がおられるでしょうか。聖書に求めなさい、そうすれば与えられます。探しなさい、そうすれば見つかります。叩きなさい、そうすれば開かれますとあるように、もちろん求めるという中に癒しは含まれています。またイエス・キリストは昨日も今日もいつまでも同じですとあります。特に新約聖書には癒しが頻繁になされたことが書いてあり、現在も同じように神様は私たちを癒してくださると聖書は語っているのです。神様は全ての病を癒すことがおできになりますが、病気であることに神様の特別な計画があるがゆえに癒されない場合はあります。しかし多くの場合、神様は癒すことを御心とされ癒してくださるのです。癒しを信じないがゆえに、祈らないがゆえに、神が癒してくださるべき多くの病が癒されずに終わっている場合があるのです。
ですからまず癒しを主に求めましょう。祈らない時には何も起こらないからです。
癒しを信じ祈る時に癒されるべき多くの病が癒されていきます。その際に1、病院医療を通しての神様の癒し、2、神様が直接祈りに応えてくださる癒し、この2つの方法を神様は備えてくださっています。主を信じ備えられた方法を用いていく中で、主の驚くべき御業が表されていきます。
ではまた。
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
Thank you。
癒しはですね、
Healing
神様の、特別な
is one of the special blessings of God。 God saved us through the cross of Jesus, and He also gives us a blessing of healing us. Many people, the Lord would like to encourage many of you to pray for healing. And, you know, to those who believe in the Lord Jesus, they can pray, and as a result of their prayers, they can be healed. And if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can use a gift of healing. And then with that gift, you can pray for healing, and then you'll experience healing. In one way, the Lord heals us through prayers directly, but He also heals us through hospitals and medicine. So if you seek healing, you need to pray for your healing, but you also need to go to a hospital for treatment or for medicine. Nothing is impossible with God. If it is His will that you for you to be healed, you'll see a work that He will do for you to make the impossible into possible. Into possible. Healing is also a part of the work of God of the latter rain. The first rain started in the time or in the age of the first church in the first century. And now we are in the flow of that latter rain in which the Lord will pour out His Holy Spirit and manifest His work. One of the characteristics of the Lord's Cross Christian Center is the Lord will touch many people. The Lord will use many people to spread His work. For example, when we do street life, and when our church bands sing praises in concert, in nursery homes and hospitals, and people have been saved, and some people, they decided not to commit suicide, and others have been healed. In our church, we have many church bands that do this work. And this coming Saturday, we'll have a gospel fest in Hibiya from 11 o'clock in the morning. But not only by using our church bands or by using praise and worship, our 1 minute video has been used to spread God's teachings and His word. Also, many people have bought our books written by me, such as I wrote a book called Blessing That We Can Receive by Being Healed, and also not by being healed. So this work of publication has been used to spread His work. So this is our characteristic, that the Lord has been using various tools and ways and methods to spread His work. Today we are looking at the 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Among the scriptures, there are some scriptures that point to change our lives. And this scripture is one of them. This scripture says, everyone born of God, that means a Christian, those who believe in Jesus, and all Christians, because it says everyone born of God, all the Christians, they overcome the world. Now we live in this world, and when we die, we go to heaven. But now we live here on this earth, and we live in this world. What do you mean by overcoming the world? In this world, we have many problems and difficulties and sicknesses, but we overcome all of these things. So this is a wonderful scripture, because it said that we overcome them. But some people say, I haven't overcome them. And when we look around me, some people, they have overcome, but others, they haven't overcome. And that's because there is a condition that we need to meet. What is the condition? here it says, even this is the victory that has overcome the world. This is even our faith. If I say this in an easy way, simple way, if we exercise our faith, for example, this is an eraser. I can use my strength to lift this up, but if I don't use my strength, I can't lift this up. In the same way, if you use your faith, you will overcome. So using faith is a key. I think many of you have experienced God's work. How many of you experienced healing? Either for yourself or for others when you prayed last week. Let's give thanks to God. Anybody else? Let's give thanks. When healing happens, why? Sometimes you are absent-minded and you do nothing, but the Lord suddenly heals you. That happens, but at other many times, we need to use our faith. How many of you have experienced that your prayers have been answered last week? Many of you. Let's give thanks to God. Some of you say that you didn't experience any answer to your prayers, but that's because you probably said grace when you had a meal, and you didn't pray at other times. The reason why I ask you if you experience answers to your prayers, I would like to encourage you to use your faith and experience the power of God. And there are several ways to use faith, such as the Cambodian children. They confessed, they made confessions, but the main ways for using faith are three. There are three main ways. One of them is pray. Unless you pray properly, you just lose 70% of blessing that you could have received when you used faith. First of all, the points are pray and listen to God's voice and obeying it, and giving thanks. These are the main foundations to use faith. So we need to pray, and at the same time we need to give thanks to God, and we need to listen to His voice and obey it. Before I became a charismatic Christian, I used to be in an evangelical church, but because I became a charismatic Christian, I had to leave the evangelical church. So I stepped forward to leave, and I left the church. But I felt as if I had gone into a very dark, into a dark sea, because I didn't know what was coming and what would happening, what would be happening to me after I left the church. But since then, I started to see various works of God, and I started to experience blessings of God. I had thought that I would go into a dark world where I couldn't see anything, but on the contrary, the Lord started to pour out His blessing upon me because I obeyed His voice, and I listened to His voice and obeyed it. Well, because we don't have much time now. I'm now speaking fast. Well, when we read newspapers and see what they say about this year, situation look negative and dark. I was surprised to see the front page of Yomiuri newspaper, because I was surprised because there was an article that said about the possibility of the Third World War between China and the United States with coalition of United States and Japan. And in your case, what kind of image do you have for this year? Maybe three types. Some of you think that this year is going to be wonderful, and others you think that you never know what will happen. And in the third type, you are just flown as it is. And so, you know, people who look at this year thinking that this year is going to be wonderful, and other people, they do not know, they have no idea. And others, they just flow at the world goods. What type is you, do you fit? We can expect various problems to occur in this world, but the Bible said that if we obey God, all things will work together for our good. The Bible says also that when we ask, it shall be given to us. When we look at the Bible, promises and blessings of God are there for us. Usually people, they have anxiety, and they expect bad things to happen to us. But so what should we do? Don't just confess that. Don't just confess at random that you will win a lottery, but if you have a firm foundation based on the Word of God, you need to renew your mind. You need to change yourself. If you, those who are given a vision of God in faith, they try to renew their mind. So when you think of this new year, the coming year, think what kind of wonderful works the Lord will do for you. The Lord has spoken to me that I would stand before thousands. I would stand as a messenger before thousands of people, or tens of thousands of people. So when I was a seminary student, I would practice in advance that as I imagined myself standing and speaking a message before tens of thousands of people. But even before revival started, the Lord gave me an opportunity to stand as a messenger before 20,000 people. So for this coming year, let us use faith. God has prepared a wonderful year for you. But as the scripture says here, if we use faith, so we need to dare to use faith. It's not that we use faith at random, but if we have a problem and difficulty, and if we think that you are in a mess, you need to look at the promises of God written in the scripture. And you need to use faith for the coming year. You often start to walk, but you always give up and stop because you are tempted by doubts. But when you start walking, keep walking. And even when you are shaken, if you keep walking, God will cause you to see His work. Some of you think that God will not bring about His work for you, but that's because you give up on the way. You had an experience that shocked you, and you think that that's a minus for you. But you are thinking contrary to the Bible, because the Bible never said that. The Bible said that all things will work together for your good. Now, let's pray for healing. Let's repent and let's seek healing in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, I command sicknesses to leave. I command be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. You had a headache, but you're healed. You used to see dimly, but you're healed. You had a backache, but you're healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing for each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever.